In 2014, we saw those numbers go up to 111 potential victims in Scotland, but those are only referrals to support agencies. So it is a sort of hidden crime, and it's very difficult to give you definitive figures. What we want to see is that all offences that constitute human trafficking are contained in one act to clarify things, but also to ensure that victims of human trafficking are fully supported. So we certainly, you know, see this as a very good first step. We can't stress enough that really the people who are victims here are extremely vulnerable. In many cases, we don't know that they're victims of human trafficking because they're concealed either by physical isolation or language barriers or cultural understanding, and some of them are even operating under a false identity.